It is the season finale of the Being Mary Jane after show on Black Hollywood Live, and we have two special guests, Miss Margaret Avery and Rainey Branch. You don't want to miss it.
But the six count.
Oh!
It is a celebration. That's right. Yeah. Look, our girl is getting married. Hello, everybody. Thank you for being here this late Tuesday night. I'm your girl, Sahai, and this is the Being Mary Jane After Show. You can find me on social media at Say Hi Sahai. Where can they find you?
Hey, Sarah Lyons. You can find me on Twitter at Sarah Lyoness, Lyoness with a Y.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Carter. You can find me on all social media platforms at Portia Carter.
And my name's Raquel Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
And then we have our two lovely guests tonight, Miss Helen and Miss Aaliyah. Where can they find you ladies on social media?
On Instagram, Margaret Shug Avery, S-H-U-G.
Perfect.
And Twitter is Margaret Avery 85. That's the year Color Purple came out.
And Miss Rainey, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Rainey Branch. That's R-A-N-E-Y Branch, like a tree. Okay. That's my real name. I'm not a hippie.
Because you're deep and you have roots.
I'm so deep and I have roots. Right. Yes.
Oh, we
come
love
on,
that.
Si. Yes.
What did you think? Got a
connections.
Oh,
connections.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
And Facebook, too. I'm sorry, Facebook fans.
It's
Margaret Avery.
Thank you, Miss Avery.
You know what? You're right, because I do have a Facebook fan page.
Let the people know.
It's official Rainey Branch.
Okay.
Please stop friending me on regular Facebook, because that's for my mom and her friends.
Got it.
Okay.
Official is for the business.
Okay.
That's for the sexy pictures.
Okay. It's 11 p.m., y'all.
Okay.
After show after midnight. Welcome, everybody. As you can see, this is going to be a fun show tonight. So many exciting things happened tonight. Mm-hmm. We had rings. We had promotions.
Yes.
We had flowers. We had divorce papers.
Promotions. Oh.
You know, I mean.
Embryos, maybe. Whose are they?
We don't know. We don't know.
So many questions.
First of all, we started with Miss Mary Jane with her natural hair out.
Yes.
You know, a cool little fro look.
Dreams come true, bro.
I was exactly a dream sequence, similar to what we saw in Insecure, actually. I feel like dream sequences are the thing now.
Right.
Exactly.
But season finales?
Yes, exactly.
They on that?
Yes. And marriages, kind of. So
you got
if anybody watched Insecure, it was a similar situation. But on Being Mary Jane tonight, she started with a dream sequence, seeing her life without Kara as her executive producer. She had kids. She and Justin were together.
Mm-hmm.
He was the executive producer.
And she looked happy.
She did look happy.
And they see Kara and they just like, that's somebody she used to know. I was so sad.
Isn't that
crushing
horrible?
To the heart.
Yeah. Like, that's your best friend.
Like, she was
a
nobody.
She got you all your jobs. She helped you out.
Yep.
I just liked that, how they did let her hair down, because I feel like that's something that every black girl dreams about, being in a professional setting. Like, let me just come to work and be me all of me.
Right.
And I was happy that I feel like that was a black girl, like, whoever wrote that in was like, look, let's just have her natural hair.
Right.
That's actually how we feel. Like, exactly. Just want to rip it off. No, for real. Just want to, you know, have a wash and go to work and just be me.
Right. Completely. Wash and go. I ain't even going to hold you up.
And even have your man love you with your natural hair.
Yeah.
You know, not have him say, girl, when you going to do your hair? You know, he was happy with
that.
That
was that something new. That was that SNL something new.
Oh, right.
Exactly. So then Dani gets attacked by her own followers, and she doesn't know what to do, and she doesn't know how to handle it.
Kara saves the day again
by suggesting that, now she suggested that somebody else come to support her. I kind of miss exactly what happened in that area.
I mean, I think that she was still getting uproar from her being on set with the woman that was from the Midwest.
Right,
yeah. I think they were just turning on her because they felt like she was being, I mean,
reasonable.
Right.
Exactly. And open-minded for once.
Right.
Which we haven't seen from Dani much, but then she eventually goes crawling to MJ.
I thought she was being set up. I thought she kind of knew she wouldn't fit in. I don't know.
Well, I mean, she was being set up, but she still, you know, that didn't stop her fans from, you know, backlashing on her.
Yeah, well, she got, she felt set up, and then she set MJ up later on in the episode. Mm-hmm. So.
That's true.
And then Mr. Paul had a lot of lady callers at his door.
Just because Helen was not there.
All those church witches.
Bringing this food.
Supposed to be my friend.
Right?
Girl, okay.
You can't trust anybody
these
days.
You know them wasn't your friend.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Let me tell you
something.
They've been wanting your man forever.
Thirsty.
Okay. Oh, my God. I did love that line, though, where the woman was trying to compare, you know, Helen being gone for a little bit. It's like, oh, my husband passed. He said, Helen is not dead.
I had to check
right,
her.
Get it straight.
Let her know.
Right. Because we learned boot up. Miss Day was trying to boo up with your boot.
Yeah, right, right. Mm-hmm. They were trying to boo up.
Oh, no. Mama shut that down.
Okay. Exactly. Mama. She came back for her man. But at this point, early on in the episode, we saw Paul looked a little lost without Helen. So that gave me hope. I was like, okay, she
But Niecy was holding out a fort. She
wasn't
had his back.
Niecy was, so she had to wash all them clothes.
Makes it easy. I'm like, to wash clothes, girl?
She's like, how we back up so much laundry?
Helen knows how to keep a home, okay? Yes. She knows how to cook for her man. She, like, she done kept them all those years. And she got men coming back for her. So Helen know what to do.
Well, you know.
I thought I knew what to do. I thought my cooking was going to get him, but...
The other women thought their cooking was going to do it, too.
He was just, you know, too much pain. But
I know.
It might be hope, you know. But my idea, my thing is, you know, with women, we take men back.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
But it's like, if we goof, oh, my God.
It's
the end of the world.
Exactly.
And so it's like a double standard.
Yes. Right.
For sure.
I mean, a lot of times I think women take them back because of the kids or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know,
family.
In this case, the kids are grown. But I do feel that many times, I mean, women have remained in their marriage knowing that their man has cheated and more than once.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Now, one question that I wanted to ask you, Miss Avery, is why did Helen cheat? What was her reasoning for cheating on her good husband that had stood by her side all those years and raised his children that weren't even his own, a child that wasn't even his own?
I know.
We've sat here for weeks.
We thought it was a thought move.
Well, but we've sat here for weeks trying to speculate, you know, our ideas.
I didn't want to do it. Margaret Avery didn't want to do it.
Right.
I went to the writer and said, no, please. No. I don't want to cheat on my husband. Oh. You know, and they said, no, this is good conflict. And it's, you know, it can happen, and it is true, and it was good for the acting,
right?
Because you have to have conflict. But I think, as a character, when she was in love with Frank years ago, she was in love. You know, sometimes we can be in love with being in love,
right?
And I think that Frank, you know, it was like an exciting romance. New, you're young, and he knew how to push the button. You know, and you remember all of that,
right?
You know, and I think that it didn't really happen that way when we got back together. And I realized, and I asked the writers, I said, "Look, I gotta say this was wrong." So in that scene where I'm getting dressed after having the little fling with Frank, I say to him, you know, this was wrong, like. Okay, this is it.
Right.
Can't do this again. And I think that in that moment, I realized that I really did love Paul.
See, See, I knew.
And from there on, I'm hoping that the actor showed that I felt guilty after that. You know.
I think so.
I'm not really sure that Helen enjoyed the rump in the hay.
Because, why do you think she did it?
You know, because I think at that, before it happened, I was in love with the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, 40 the years memory, ago. The memory of it. But in the actual act of having sex, probably I was probably feeling so guilty that I probably didn't even get an orgasm.
Oh, see, and that means you just wasted your time.
because your brain your head. Yeah. You have to turn your head off.
Yes. Because I think people fail to realize that sometimes cheating isn't about your partner. It's about what you want to do at that moment. Mm-hmm. And it's a very selfish act. It doesn't have anything to do with anybody else.
Yeah. And there was something that I read recently about how in Western culture since the early 19th century, we have thought of lust as love. Mm-hmm. And lust actually physiologically only lasts for about 18 months. Mm-hmm. And so what, I don't know how long you all's characters were together before, but in my mind, I was like, oh yeah, so Frank was putting it down for a few months. She got knocked up. He went away like a typical F-boy these days. Mm-hmm. And she was left to pick up the pieces. Thank God Paul was there to be the man he was to raise these children. But there was always that question of what if?
Right.
And now he's back, typical F-boy again. Right. Even though she kicked him to the curb, but I feel like if Miss Helen had continued to see him, he probably would have broken her heart. Anyway.
Exactly. Totally. Yeah. Because where did he find that woman? He was in the hotel room.
Right.
Like he
that was real quick.
Very quickly. Yeah. He had lots of options.
But remember, that was one of the ladies with the cakes.
Remember, he was Frank was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A gambler.
Right.
Because Paul says this in one of the scenes, not this last scene, but he does talk about how he really wasn't the greatest guy. And even Frank acknowledges that he wasn't, you know, the greatest guy. And so, you know, when you hook up with someone who has an addiction, your relationship is with the addiction, not the person. And so I really think that if we had hooked up, we wouldn't have
lasted because he probably was real fun when he was drunk and high.
Exactly. And a gambler, you know, probably had the, you know, they had the swag, and you know, he knew how to hit the button.
You know, that swag.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. But I have another question for you ladies, because recently we've had a cheating scandal with Kevin Hart. So do you think in this situation, and you know, you had a storyline where you were the cheater and it was, you know, everyone was surprised that it was the woman cheating on the man. So we have this situation where Kevin Hart has said that he admitted to, excuse me, to cheating on his wife, and she's currently
in real life.
Yeah. Oh. And she's currently pregnant, and everyone's questioning.
The wife is, or the one he cheated with?
The wife. Well, we don't know.
Well, both.
We don't know yet. I mean, you heard
from
that
before. No, I'm saying, I mean,
well, his current wife,
yes,
is she was his
mistress prior.
Yes.
So the same way that he's about to probably lose her is the same way he got her.
Well, that's my question to you.
Yeah, she probably won't go
anywhere, though. Do you think, and Rainey, because you sound familiar with the story, Miss Avery, as well, do you think Kevin Hart's wife will stay? She's pregnant. Yeah. It's all out in the world that her husband is cheating on her, has cheated on her. He's admitted to it. And everyone's wondering, is she going to stay or is she going to go? What do you think?
You know, it's a tough thing because everyone is a different situation, you know. And personally, I just think that's their business, you know.
Amen.
I mean, we talk about things, but we really don't know all the facts.
Come on.
It's just so hard to be judgmental. I think Wendy is great, but she gets away with a lot. I just think that let people have their own personal lives, you know. But we love to hear about it, don't we? But,
right.
The gossip.
But when you, the bottom line is, do we really know their business?
Right.
We can. Not it's all conjecture. Bit. But you know that we love it because the tabloids. What do you see?
Right.
At the market, that's the last thing that they have selling you to look at the dirt and. Half of it is dirt,
right?
Yeah,
gossip because they say a friend said they never say the name.
Or sources,
sources say whatever.
Rainey, what do you think?
I actually agree. I think that being someone who's engaged in doing marriage counseling and whatnot, like not saying that that has happened in our relationship, but things happen, you know. And I don't know their business.
Right.
I just know what I've seen, and I feel bad for his wife because she's pregnant. There was something yesterday on one of the Instagram accounts. These paparazzi people were asking her all these questions, and she's walking to the elevator. And it's like, leave this woman alone.
Exactly.
Like, that stress while someone is pregnant, it's horrible. Not healthy.
Yeah.
And also, I think the reason that television and film is so important, scripted television and film is so important, is because it is the escapism that we want.
Right.
And, you know, this tabloid world that we live in has only been around for about 15 years. Mm-hmm. When Princess Diana died, that's when it just exploded in the U.S.
And no, but it's really been going on for...
You're right. It's gone on forever.
Forever.
But because we have, you know, phones now, we're in the blink of an eye.
Right. Mm-hmm. Everything happens so quickly.
Yeah,
now.
And there's so many outlets, and everybody's trying to be in everybody's business. It's really disgusting. I mean, some people... I read comments all the time. Oh, my God. And people are like, well, this is the life you chose. And it's like, no, I'm an artist.
Right. I chose to be an artist.
I chose to create art and to provide entertainment for you under the guise of another character, not for you to be poking holes
and
in
my judging
my
personal life.
Right.
So overall, would you say that cheating isn't just cut and dry? Like, you have to delve into it. Like, there's a reason behind it, and you can't just say, you cheated, that's it, it's done. There's a little bit more to it.
There's a reason psychiatrists get paid lots of money. Mm-hmm. Because they help you get to the root cause of things. And I think, even with the character Helen, I mean, there's an underlying cause.
Exactly.
And so the same thing with their marriage. I don't know them, but I'm sure, you know, God willing, they'll go get some counseling and figure out what these things are.
So we don't know until we're in it. That's what Miss Rainey Brand said.
But I have to mention something.
Sure.
It's a little off. I'm backtracking.
Okay.
Now. Helen Patterson cheats with Fred Williamson. Yes. Margaret Avery cheats with Fred Williamson, right? In Being Mary Jane.
Right.
Well, it was probably 45 years ago that Fred Williamson and I starred with him in Hell Up in Harlem. Mm. So all of you look on my Instagram and you'll see a picture of us in bed together as lovers 40 years ago.
You see?
He got that good
So you can see how we really looked 40 years ago in real life.
That's amazing.
They should have had a picture of you all on Being Mary Jane.
I know. Seriously. That would have been a nice cameo.
That would have been beautiful.
But, you know, I discovered it because somebody had Instagrammed it.
Randomly.
And I found it, and I thought, oh, my God.
That is amazing.
That is amazing. That is beautiful. That's the beauty of internet.
So Margaret Shug Avery. Look, you guys, and you'll see it's not too far down.
I mean, don't forget to follow, like,
and
share.
We look good, too.
Look, y'all look good now. You look great now.
And Fred looked good, too. I said, well, I'd be damned. I wish I'd known I looked that good. I'd have married me a rich man.
Let them know, Miss Avery. Let them know.
I'm not about to play with her.
Right, this is Being Mary Jane After Dark, y'all.
Exactly. So thank you so much. That's amazing. So check that out on her Instagram. So we're going to continue with this, recap here. So we see Miss MJ with Ty and Aaliyah smoking.
Mary Jane.
Oh, they were getting hot.
Yes.
You know? I was so happy that they, I'm sorry, I was.
I was. I looked at Rocky like...
It's right on target. It's about to be legal for recreational use here in California.
Yeah.
So and
not
it's
New York, but in
several other states. I think Oregon and Washington is already legal. So the writers are right on time.
It's
natural therapy.
MJ needed that.
Medicinal use.
Better to do that than pop pills.
Right.
And drink. Yeah. There's so many different health benefits to marijuana than there is for any other drug.
And we were drinking red wine, which is, part of the Mediterranean diet.
Okay.
It's good for your heart, girl.
Now, the reason she probably needed to get high a little bit is because she was torn between her boyfriend and her best friend. Mm-hmm. Who was she going to choose? Mm-hmm. So, Kara... also, we found out that Kara was meeting with Rhonda's people, and Justin was meeting with other people, too, just to weigh their options to figure out what was going to be the best decision for them. And then Garrett was the department head wanted Kara, but other people wanted Justin. So it was, a difficult decision for her to make. Mm-hmm. Who would you guys have, would it have been difficult for you guys to
No, it would have been Kara right off the bat.
You would have gone with your girl?
Ain't no thought, Kara right off the bat, because, I need to know that, that my girl is good, you know, and that you're going to still be my man and love me regardless, whether you executive producer or whether you still just my regular producer. Like,
but I think regardless, it would have been a hard decision because this is my man and my best friend. They're both qualified. It's not like one is clearly better.
I mean, at the end of the day, you can get his man his job and he can dip on you, okay? So, I mean, your best friend going to ride with you, you know, to the end, so...
Oh, but it was kind of a sacrifice for her, though, because that job that he was offered is in Los Angeles.
Right. Mm-hmm. She didn't take a risk.
She's in New York. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be, you know, something. But I like the way it went.
Yeah, me too. I think that was the most mature decision that I've ever seen her make.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I, like... Because I thought she was going to go, I thought she was going to be scared to go with Justin, and then it would have been like, okay, well, she went with Justin, obviously. But it was very grown up and a new Mary Jane to see her say, you know what, I'm not going to choose a man over my friend, because she already did that with Kara, and it ended up, you know, she messed up with it, and then she ended up not being friends with Kara for so long. And now you're putting Kara first, which I feel like Kara deserves it, period. I don't know, like, I look at comments, too. Mm-hmm. And all last week, people were like, oh, no, why Justin's more qualified? I'm like, no, Kara's the one that got her to New York.
Right.
Yeah. So you're forgetting, you're only watching this season and thinking about Justin and saying, oh, Justin's done all this. Yes, Justin has done all this, but the reason that we're even discussing Justin and Kara in the first place is because Kara got MJ there.
She wouldn't have been in New York without her.
At all. And then on top of that, she revived a segment that MJ cared so deeply about, which was the women's panel. And I feel like Kara's going to listen to MJ. Like, Justin knows how to get good ratings.
Right.
Kara knows how to make great TV.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what MJ wants as a whole, so I feel like that was the best bet for her to choose, and I think that it was like I said, a mature step that she took.
Definitely. I also saw her maturity when Kara was like, hey, you know, Justin might propose to me.
Yeah.
You know, she was going through her heartache because Orlando may propose to me. Justin was gone by this time, and instead of making it about herself, she was like, no, I'm here for you, friend. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Look at this growth.
But speaking about Kara, do you think that she may be starting to feel a little insecure with her age being so much older?
And his new co-host.
Orlando's with
what's her name?
Pretty Young Thing.
Yeah.
And you
got her hand all on his shoulder.
Yeah, Miss Avery said, okay, they both had their hand on Orlando.
Remember that? I mean, it's like the co-worker came up and had her hand in
there. Mm-hmm.
And all then Kara put her hand up there, you know, or her hand was first.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it's like he had both hands. I said, uh-oh.
Yeah, he got a little too comfortable too quick. Like, one minute you're nervous, then you having drinks with a cute young blonde girl.
And you didn't let me know.
Before y'all leave in.
Right. See.
Yeah, and then she probably is the one that instigated the little meet.
Definitely.
But you know how brazen women are. You never can trust.
Look, we saw them coming to your door with food and stuff.
Exactly. Anything you need, let me know. Yeah.
Okay. Or in the church hat.
Right.
But you know, men, you know, if you think about it, most men, if they say they've been married a long time,
right,
when they lose that spouse for whatever reason, they can't stay single like we can.
Right.
They can't seem to be comfortable with themselves. They have to have somebody else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
See, Paul was... He was staying true.
No, but he was. But I'm saying most men. They're remarried again within like a year or more.
Yeah, because they can't do it by themselves for a long time.
They need somebody to cook, clean, take care of them, change out their pills, all of that.
Look.
But then you have the guy like, remember the older gentleman that MJ was dating, and he said he didn't want to get married, he didn't want kids, he didn't want anything.
He was so weird. Sheldon.
I love Sheldon.
He was
oh
weird.
Oh my gosh, I loved
and
him.
And so we have daddy issues.
No, I thought Sheldon, I just liked how advanced he was. I mean, he was very straightforward with MJ, and it was too much for MJ to handle at that moment.
And she was really like his child. He cleaned up after her and she peeing in the bed. Like, it was too much. That whole situation was weird.
He was just too meticulous.
He was.
Right.
Throwing away her toothbrushes.
But that brings up the point that they were talking about on the panel, like, and that made Justin feel a little some type of way was whether or not men are needed to create families. Like, MJ brought that up deliberately. Okay, Miss Riley, it seems like you have some. Please chime in.
I feel like we are living in a time now where people are poo-pooing on family. And I think that we need to remember that there's a reason why the generations that are coming up now are very lost.
Right.
And it is because they do not have guidance. Mm-hmm. And while I agree that a woman, if she decides to be single, has the right to have children, mm-hmm. my question is, how are we going to make sure that this child's life is balanced? How are we going to make sure that there's somebody picking them up from school every day? Right. There's somebody helping them with their homework. There's someone who's listening to them. I was listening to something today that said that out of all the hours of the week, 7.5 minutes are spent. The father spends 7.5 minutes with his child. The mother spends 7.5 minutes with her child for the whole week.
Wow.
Talking to them.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So my question is, if we do it on our own, how are we going to make sure that our children are being nurtured?
Well, that's because
children are not accessories.
Right. But some people say that's when you bring in the village. You get the grandma. You get the neighbors. But at the same time, everybody's pretty selfish nowadays.
Exactly. Where is the neighbor?
Right. Because I've heard a grandma saying, no, I can't babysit anymore.
Right, exactly.
And then parents have to end up paying for daycare, which is super expensive. So that it brings up a
daycare question. Nowadays is mortgage for some people.
Right.
Yeah. I was trying to get some when my mother was at in this area where it was really retirement, but everybody was in their own apartments. But I'm thinking I had all these eggs donated to me. So I said, I'll just take them down to where my mother is, where all these grandmas are, you mm-hmm. know, living alone, and the grandparents and the grandchildren come in.
Right.
And so I'm going to give these eggs so they can have Easter eggs for their grandchildren. Honey, nobody wanted those eggs.
people just to themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. When I saw that that portion of it, I just felt like a kid needs a mom and a dad, like, or at least just a two parent home, like,
right.
because one person is not supposed to be able to do all of those different tasks with a family unit and be able to give the same type of just nurturing that a father does bring. And I'm not saying, like, for people who have two moms or two dads, that's phenomenal too, but.
Right.
I feel like if you have the option to be with a man and have a man in your life to help father the child, why not?
A lot of people feel like that because of bitterness. Like, relationships and family is being pooed on because of bitterness. Women are bitter that the men leave or, you know, not there to take care of them, not there to help them. And so it's just a generational cycle. It just keeps going on. So now we got all these people saying they don't need a man. And it's just like, no, fool, you do. That's why we started this thing. And without it is why it's going crazy, you know?
The children need both parents.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Or at least two people.
They need that balance.
Yeah, because, I mean, I was raised by a single mom, and I know it was hard for her.
Yeah.
And for me, I know I don't want to do it by myself. I mean, could I? Could I put my eggs in the incubator MJ did, you know? So we see her in the hospital with the eggs.
Going on?
Now, do we all think she got inseminated or she still TBD
not
on
inseminated.
A baby?
Well, they're embryos already, so.
But did they insert them into her? Implanted?
I think so. See that.
We
didn't see that yet.
Remember, she's got a sperm donor.
That's what I'm saying. Who's sperm?
Because you picking stuff.
So this is my theory. Okay.
Please, tell us.
So
predictions.
My theory is it's a callback to season one.
Okay.
When she took that sperm from that dude.
David.
So it's either his sperm or she did the same thing to Justin one time. I'm just saying. She may have stolen Justin's
sperm. She be with Justin a lot. So,
but if she had Justin's, I think that last scene, she wouldn't have been so...
Yes.
This is true. Nervous. So is David.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. It's like, I'm sticking with that.
I think it's just a sperm donor because otherwise, like, she went through the doctor. She was like, it was all professional this time. So I think they would have been like, whose sperm is this? She just like came in with some sperm.
I definitely think she's pregnant.
I think she's pregnant,
but I don't.
She can't be pregnant.
Why not? If they planted the embryos.
Well, they have to like get it into her, right?
Yeah. Right.
All right. Well,
she had the hospital gown.
But we haven't seen that.
But I think it was implied.
Yeah.
We didn't see this actual scene.
She might say that she might when we come back, it might be the writers. Well, I don't know what the writers
show what ended up actually
happening. That she's didn't do go through with it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like to make good TV, it to be a surprise or a shocker, I think to create drama, she's probably pregnant, and now that's going to be something that Justin and her have to figure out if they want to keep it. And then you had posed a great statement, too, about that might be the last of her eggs.
Right.
So then it's like, well, what does she do now?
Yeah, they said these are the last two. You don't have no more. So these are her only options. So it's a death.
Yeah, because she got them freezed. She took them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think she got it planted.
I think she did, and I think Justin either, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gonna love me, what and we gonna raise this baby.
It would be great conflict, you know. So
Lee's egg?
What if it's Lee's?
But they destroyed it.
Negatively.
Oh, yeah, he did say
he
wanted it destroyed.
He didn't want them.
They flushed them, boys.
And that would be illegal.
But the beautiful thing about that part of the episode was we finally hear Justin say I love you, which was to her surprise, but then she hears this and she then questions because of Danny who put in her head that Justin already knew that she was the decision maker. Mm-hmm. Then she's questioning Justin and showing again that she doesn't trust him.
Yeah. And she's, you know why she's so Danny's so slick, because she did that whole crybaby story to her, saying like, oh, my image is ruined, and got herself on the women's panel, and now her image is right back to being a positive, which is why she probably didn't say much, because she knew people were gonna like jump down her throat.
Right.
And then you set her up, and I'm like, oh, Mary. Like, I feel like MJ just, she's so lost and naive a lot of the times, and it's like, why are you not, like, I needed you to be, I mean, we all got fooled, because I got fooled, too, because I thought, oh, she did just overhear from Justin and Aaron, but then, yeah.
But back on the white girl, Danny, I just don't think she can relate to that.
She can't relate to any of it. That's why she was up there on hush mouth, because she can't relate to anything they were saying, and she's sitting there looking crazy, because she knows not to comment.
She was playing the game. She's not trying to have a family. She was playing the game. She was being strategic by saying, okay, well, I'm going to boohoo to MJ. She's going to put me on this panel. My image is going to be fixed right away, and I'm going to mess you up and get you against Justin.
But that was the beauty of Danny this season to me, because she's so, there are so many Dannys, and now they're coming out the woodwork. People said they didn't exist before, and now, you know, in shows like this, and we're seeing in the news that the Dannys of the world are alive and well and loud and proud. So we need to determine how we're going to handle those situations.
We're loud and proud.
Yeah, because everybody's not going to agree with you all the time, so how are you going to handle it?
Yeah.
Because we can't go smacking everybody all the time.
Especially, you know.
And I think I love how the show is dealing with that. On the one hand, it's like women supporting women.
Right.
But on the other hand, there's always that chick that's instigating and trying to mess things up. And we all can relate to that.
Yeah.
You know, especially in a professional work.
Now, I will admit, when I first saw Aaliyah, I was like, okay, she's new, she's young. My prediction was like, I was like, Aaliyah gonna be shady, okay?
I was
looking back at some old episodes. Yeah. I was not, but now
I knew she was down the ride too.
But your character, like, at some point, were you annoyed with like having to like be the adult? When it came to MJ, sometimes like you see this grown woman who's older than you, who's a bit more successful. Were you was Aaliyah tired of having to guide her in the right direction?
You know, I feel like Aaliyah thrives in that kind of stuff because she wants to be an amazing publicist. Mm-hmm. So the best kind of opportunity to work your magic is dealing with someone who has so much mess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like Rainey, the actress, also, like, I'm kind of the voice of reason for some of my friends. So it wasn't that much of a stretch.
Got it.
But I am curious to see if there is some shadiness that happens with my character. If she comes
back. Because she showed told on Kara, though, you know. Put that in there, like, your best friend taking meetings that she don't know about.
But see, that's a real... But I like that because I feel like a real friend would tell me.
Yeah, you had her back.
Because Kara was conflicting me. Like, I was like, oh, I mean, I don't know if I should say this.
See, thanks for being down the ride.
Yeah, because I don't want to instigate. I don't want to be Danny, but at the same time...
That's my friend, and I look out for my friend.
Right. Yeah.
Period. But then Kara never disclosed that.
No, she didn't.
Yeah. They still ain't brought it up.
But did Justin say that he was taking meetings as well?
Well, he told her.
Yeah, he told her about
that.
LA.
He was
yeah, oh, right, 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 right. Now, speaking of Justin, he said, you know, I'm working so hard. I got you in the anchor chair. I got Kara's job back. I saved your special. I got you the Prince Harry story, which I love, by the way, with Meghan Markle.
Yes.
I mean, if Meghan Markle becomes a princess, I'd love that. And then he spent his coins finally on this Necker Island house.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. He was doing the most to win that vote.
Okay. Or was it to win the vote or was it to win her
over? He loved her, but the idiot, all you had to say was, I love you, my God.
Right.
Okay. You know, before this. Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
But, you know, some men are all about actions instead of words. Mm-hmm. I get why
let me show you.
I get why she thought for a moment that it was manipulative.
Right.
Because he hasn't really expressed himself. What we've seen, he hasn't really expressed himself.
But isn't that typical of men?
That's so typical of men.
They don't say much, you know.
But they do things.
They do things. Yeah. It's like, yeah, we get that. We love that. We appreciate that. Right. But we need words, too.
Communication is key.
Well, they also got her fired. So there's
That's what I'm saying. They started out on a rocky, in a rocky way. And that's why I think she chose Kara.
He's been around since season one.
Exactly. So, but Kara, that's why I feel like she chose Kara, because it's easier to communicate with Kara.
Yeah.
Whereas with Justin, communication would have been difficult, and it would have risked their relationship.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't agree on nothing.
She admitted that she still doesn't trust him either, which that was, you know, we saw that in her decision. I mean, and it's sad, because I feel like by now she should. I feel like he has put himself out there a lot, for her, especially trying to just reclaim his time with her and what he did with Kara too. So I mean, I don't know. It sucked, but I liked how it all ended.
Ended with Justin. You know, we see Kara get the job. Justin gets pissed and he storms out. We think Justin is gone, but then he comes back and MJ's apartment is filled with flowers. Now, Miss Avery, you
and
said it looked like a
funeral.
Miss Avery said it looked like a funeral home.
Oh my God!
No, I was like, what?
Well, with the candles and the lights,
a lot.
She was not here for it.
It's just too much. I mean,
it was
you know,
a lot.
I mean. I hope she had a lot of allergy pills.
Hilarious. Was it because Helen is mad that her man gave her divorce papers?
Right.
With Helen upset?
No. Helen knows she's getting, you reap what you sow. So.
Okay, so she's good with it. And that's the thing. So we see the season end up with MJ getting a proposal. Kara not getting a proposal. She got a nameplate.
Mm-hmm. Especially made for her.
Okay.
Because she thought she was getting a proposal because she's taking pictures of rings that she found in his pants.
It's just, you know, amazing.
Yeah, that's...
I wonder what that's about.
Because Justin probably asked Orlando for help. That was MJ's ring.
Okay, I was thinking, okay. Because I didn't want to... But it didn't look like the same ring.
It didn't.
I didn't see the close-up.
I was like, oh, maybe, I don't know.
But that's what a guy would do, ask another guy for help. So that's what I thought happened. The family's kind of intact. Niecy is stepping up.
I like Niecy right now.
Learning how to do laundry.
Right now. Yeah.
I'm so proud of Niecy.
Yeah,
and then what else did we have happen? So because Kara got this job, she's going to bring her children and her ex-husband to New York.
I know.
Okay.
Amazing.
I was
wondering, like, what was going on with that?
Yeah.
Right.
Because they need two parents. Little moral of the story.
Somebody
people need
to take
parents.
The kids.
And then the kids like Orlando, so I mean, it's perfect.
Yeah.
If they stay together.
You know, we're gonna hope for the best.
Okay, So you know
because Orlando's mother,
she was a lot.
She's looking like
she's a whole handful.
She looked like she's the same age as Kara.
Right.
Well,
right.
I think they are well, not the same age, but around the same age.
That's what I'm saying, you know. So it's like that is
it's a little weird.
Yeah, definitely.
That's good for the writers.
Definitely. So speaking of the writers, we are hoping that you guys come back for season 5. What are there talks of definitely coming back and everybody coming back? What do you know so far?
I think I'd have to call Gabrielle. She's probably going to know.
Okay.
I don't know much of anything.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Rainey, you heard anything?
I don't know anything.
Okay. Well, we hope to see you both back.
Right.
Yes.
Because we need y'all.
Yes. MJ needs y'all.
Yes.
I love this blossoming friendship. That's happening.
I know.
I'm just hoping that they'll keep the conflict up with Helen, because now that I've had a little challenge with the role, it's more fun.
And for the viewers, I was excited to see this storyline and see you get something, some excitement in your life. We were used to seeing you sick
and complaining and crying.
Yeah.
And cussing
people out.
Might see me in some little New York jute junk.
Okay.
Just singing and stuff.
I'm going to New York.
She got the chaos out of the
rain.
She got the chaos out of the
rain. Has been causing a ruckus for years.
We got to call Mister. Mister needs to come on and get. Okay.
Oh my
God.
So usually around this time we do predictions, but I want to do like superlatives. Like, who do you think is the most changed this season?
The most changed? Well, Niecy certainly is.
Drastically.
Come on, y'all.
We got to give it up for Niecy.
You know.
She's doing good.
We got to give it up for Niecy.
No, for real. She stopped messing with these no good N words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the most part.
Yes, yes,
you know?
Yes.
She started
She got creating business back to deals, work.
Got somebody, you know, mm-hmm, a job. Mm-hmm. She's going back to work. She's doing school. She got her kids in daycare. Mm-hmm. She cleaning up. She's taking care of grandpa. And got her daddy together.
And let that her friend go that she saw wasn't going to do.
Exactly. Yeah.
She cut it. She said, no, you can't take care of my babies anymore.
Yeah, she had a lot of growth. Good. I love Niecy.
She did a great job. Rainey, who do you think is the most likely to succeed?
I mean, Kara. Obviously, yes. She's, I love her. I love how they're showing a strong woman, but yes, who's loyal and kind, yes, and humble and down to earth, you know, and I want her to succeed not only as being EP, but also like her and her kids, right, being good and the ex-husband figuring out his life.
Okay.
He ain't got no purpose. Mm-hmm. No purpose.
At all.
And
he's
and
a house dad.
Yeah, and I feel like that's a very real reality for people.
Definitely.
Like, just adults, regardless of whether you're a man or woman, like, mm-hmm, if you haven't figured out your purpose yet,
what you doing with your life.
But he probably like being a house dad.
I mean, but she needs him to be. In order for her to succeed in her line of work, she needs somebody taking care of those kids, and it can't be her all the time, so she needs him that way.
But don't forget my son now. He didn't, like, go back to drugs when he was so strung out and stressed
very
out.
True.
That's
very
true.
True.
Yeah. That's true.
He
went to the meetings, though.
He held his own.
That's right.
That's very
Patrick
true.
Did.
And he's helping other people.
He kept going to AA, and he said, hey, you know, I just thought at one point I'm going to lose it, you know.
Right.
But he was didn't. There.
He was strong.
He's helping the false homophobe.
He took on a mentee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sure did. I want him to get a boo.
Right, but hopefully we see Patrick get somebody.
Yes.
Yeah.
And hopefully we see Paul Jr. come back. Everybody looking for him.
I know, right? Where is Paul Jr.?
Mm-hmm. I was thinking my son was going to like that little teacher there. Remember
that? Yeah, I thought that was
Yes.
That was
yes.
She disappeared. The principal of his daughter's school that saw all the craziness happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she didn't want to get mixed up with that.
No.
she was helpful, though.
Yeah, she was.
Rocky, who do you think was the most unforgettable this season?
I'll
say Justin.
Of course.
I know she was going to say
Justin.
That.
Okay. I am so Team Justin. No, he made a mark in MJ's life, and I feel like he's brought the most positivity to her, and I think that she's become happy with not only a soulmate, but a teammate. And I think that's so important to have in just a relationship, period, is someone who's your best friend, but who has your best interest, and like, he just wants her to be the greatest that she can be. So I feel like he's been, I would say, the most unforgettable.
Okay. I think he raised her
bar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bar, you know? I think they did it for each other. She helped.
Yes.
That's why he felt compelled to propose to her, because he was like, I finally found somebody on my level, because with the ex-girlfriend, he felt like she was kind of more ahead of him.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas MJ pushed him in a positive way, because, you know, men are sensitive.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the thing is, I think we got to learn so much about Justin, too, about, like, what does make him feel weak and what hurts him the most, and MJ being there for that, too. So, I don't know. I like Justin. I like Michael Yulee, too. So.
And Portia, who do you think it was the biggest drama king or queen this season?
The biggest drama.
King or queen.
Mm-hmm.
King or queen.
Was that Danny?
Could be.
I mean.
Ooh, that's a.
But it's always MJ. You know, it's always MJ. I mean, she's drama queen with everything. Everything is always about her. Like, when her parents falling out, it's about her. With Justin being gone and getting pushed away, it's about her. Like, she went through all these ups and downs. When Danny tried to come steal the scene and they had this party and she acting crazy, you know, Aaliyah got to get her together because she throwing up middle fingers, like, doing the most. Like, she was a little outrageous, but, you know, she's always going to be a drama queen. I love her. Look, MJ, you got my vote for everything, okay, girl? Because we like this.
And Danny and
but Justin. I don't have man problems, though, MJ. Yeah, I don't have that.
Definitely.
I like the single life.
And Miss Sarah, who do you think was the best shoulder to cry on this season?
Definitely Kara. I feel you could always come to her with, and she.
Kara got two in one night.
She always has great advice, and she keeps it real with you, and definitely Kara.
She's always awesome. She's right on time, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah.
And she solves everything. She puts stuff in check. She fixes problems.
Even when she's been used and abused, she keeps on coming back to MJ. Mm-hmm. And on that note, we hope we can come back to you next season for the Being Mary Jane After Show. It has been a pleasure to have you both as guests tonight. Please come back.
I stayed away.
Yes, you did. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, everyone. Oh, before we go, I want to just thank all the people in the comments. We had Nanye Uba this last week. Quintessential 2, thank you so much. CMH by way of NC, Casey Case, E. Starkey, Dominique Graham, Patrick Brightman. Thank you guys so much for your continued support. We'll be back next season. Miss Avery, please tell everyone on all your social media where everyone can find you. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
What okay, one more time. For Instagram, Margaret Shug Avery. Spell Shug, S-H-U-G. Mm-hmm. And Twitter, Margaret Avery 85.
Amen.
The year Color Purple came out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Facebook is Margaret Avery.
Thank you so much. It's Rainy.
For Instagram and Twitter, it's Rainy Branch, mm-hmm. R-A-N-E-Y Branch. And then for Facebook, it is Official Rainy Branch.
Okay. Rocky, where can they find you when they're looking for you?
And when if you're looking for me, then you can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV, and that's on all social media. So Facebook, we don't need to be friends on Facebook.
If you're looking for me, I'll be on the track. I'm sorry. All right, you can find me on all social media platforms at Portia Carter. Check me out, y'all.
Sarah?
Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Sarah Lioness.
And I am Sahai. You can find me on social media at Say Hi Sahai. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, ladies. See you next season. Yeah. Thank you, Margaret and Rainy.
Never buy my Tita.
Thank you so much. Have a good night, everybody. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.